Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Elisa Harrison of NCBA on the YouTube generation in just a moment. Hey cattle producers, you can be a part of the audience live as Superior Livestock goes on the road with their next video auction in Oklahoma City starting 8 a.m. February 22nd. It'll be at the Embassy Suites on South Meridian, just south of Interstate 40. 8 a.m. start time, 35,000 head to be offered at this auction of calves, yearlings, and breeding stock. For details, call Superior Livestock 800-422-2117 or go to superiorlivestock.com and join us February 22nd in Oklahoma City.
It's the 14th annual Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale, February 28th at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma. Selling 100 two-year-old bulls from the top of the herd, including sons of B&B Identity and Generation 2100. These bulls are rugged and ready for heavy service. Also featuring yearling heifers carrying Quartermaster Creek genetics. For more information, call 580-488-3889 or go to the website at www.quartermastercreek.com.
Elisa Harrison is the Senior Vice President for Global Marketing and Research for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, working with the Dollar Head Beef Checkoff, and she says that the beef industry has been able to make a real point of connection with many consumers, especially millennials, when it comes to the question, what do I do with this cut of beef? The answer, YouTube.
Well, you know, certainly YouTube, I think, is the number one platform for any consumer today, whether it's trying to figure out how to, you know, fix your washing machine to cooking, you know, that cut of beef that you picked up in the grocery store that you're not really sure how to do. So it really is a great opportunity for us because, at least from a Beef It's What's For Dinner standpoint, we are the experts in beef cuts and certainly preparation. On the new website, there are over, you know, about 900 triple-tested recipes on the website, but it also tells them if you don't have this cut of beef, you can also make it with this cut of beef, because that is one of the challenges that beef has compared to maybe other protein choices. We have so many options for consumers that when they look at that sea of red in the meat case, they really don't know what it is. Chicken, for instance, you got a chicken breast, you have a drumstick, and you have a wing and a thigh. And so consumers, they can handle four cuts. So our big challenge and our focus is to make the information available to them in a way that they want to receive it. And one of the things that we're looking at is the emerging use of artificial intelligence. And so we're looking at some AI technology through the website so that when the consumer is at the meat case and going, what do I do with all of this? They literally can have a conversation with Beef It's What's For Dinner through their smartphone and let us help them figure out what it is that they want to have for dinner that night.
And Lisa says there's plenty of protein out there for today's U.S. consumer to choose from. But she says for the beef industry, we've got some great, great things to be telling the consumer about why they need to be choosing beef.
We call it the three pillars. It's people, protein, and pleasure. So certainly the protein, all the focus on, everyone recognizes now that protein is part of an important part of a helpful diet. And so we have to showcase the nutrients that you get from beef versus other proteins. The people, as I said, people is our advantage. There's something about the farmer and rancher who produces beef. There's still that romanticism. It's still there and it's still important and it makes us unique and separates us. And then, of course, the pleasure, as you said, we really do hit the mark on taste and it really does separate us. So it's important for us to take all three of those pillars and focus and combine them into our campaign, because it may, in the marketplace today, protein is protein in the consumer's mind. So we have to work really, really hard to show the uniqueness and the attributes of beef that separates us from the other. So we've got a great opportunity. We've got a great product. We've got a great story to tell, and we have good resources to tell that. But it is a competitive marketplace more so than ever before.
Where are we going from here? What's next?
Well, it's a little bit to continue to leverage the 25 years of equity that we have in Beef It's What's For Dinner, but our challenge is going to be to keep it fresh. So we're working on some ads right now that are a little bit edgier than maybe what you've seen in the past. And, you know, we have certain regulations that we have to operate in, but we want to push that envelope. And because there's so much information out there with consumers today, so much noise, we have to bust through that with very provocative messages and information. So I also mentioned the kind of jumping into the AI world, the artificial intelligence, that really is the trend. Companies, every consumer product company is doing it. Every engineering company is doing it. Every, you know, from East Coast to West Coast. So we're learning on how we can leverage that. So, but our challenge is going to be to keep it fresh, and we have to continually stay in top of mind with today's business consumers that has a lot of information coming to them. So technology, the great thing about digital technology is it gives us some really fun ways to do that.
Alisa Harrison, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Blackjack Farm and Friends 2018 Bull Sale happening Saturday, March 3rd at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma. The sale starts at noon featuring 85 Angus, Simmental, and Sim-Angus bulls bred for calving ease. Fertility tested and fully guaranteed, sale guests include Pfeiffer Angus Farms and McFerrin Farms. For more information, contact sale manager Matt Sims at 405-641-6081 and ask for your sale catalog today. That's Blackjack Farm and Friends 2018 Bull Sale, March 3rd in Seminole. See you there.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.